Please be seated. Please follow with me or listen as I read from Peter's first letter, first chapter, beginning in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. The times that we're living in presently are times of difficulty and uncertainty in many ways. Economic trials have come upon many who are unemployed, underemployed, or living with a greatly reduced income. We hear of troubles all around the world, from financial defaults in Europe to continuing unrest and wars in the Middle East. Times like this make us yearn for heaven and that eternal inheritance promised to us in this passage. We're not entirely certain what it all encompasses. The Bible tells of streets of gold, mansions, and pearly gates, dwelling places, a place without tears, without sickness, without death. But for those of us who are, as Peter said, born again to a living hope, the real treasure is Jesus. Seeing him face to face, knowing him in a way that we don't know him now. It's something that we all long for those who know Christ, to spend eternity knowing him more and more and just plumbing the depths of his mercy and love. With that wonderful hope, I encourage those of you, those of us who are struggling, to remember that God loves his people and he'll never forsake us. He'll always take care of us. And he'll never leave us. Rest in that assurance, rest in the thankfulness of his goodness, and look forward to the joy and the hope set before us, and in eternity with him. Each week, we celebrate communion that Christ has called upon us to do in remembrance of him. We remember the sacrifice of his body and blood for our sins, and we invite all who know Christ as their Savior and who live to serve him to join us today as we take communion together. If you're visiting with us, or perhaps you've been with us for some time, and by your own admission you would say that you're not a Christian, you don't know Christ as your Savior, maybe you don't feel a need for him, our prayer is that today might be the day of salvation for you. And if you have questions about what it means to know Christ, any of those in our worship team, as well as the elders, or perhaps someone who brought you, would love to share with you how you can have that hope of heaven, that eternal inheritance that is stored up for those who know Christ. But for now, if you don't know Christ, then we ask that as the elements come to you, that you simply pass them by. This is a time for those who know and love him can meditate and remember His death on the cross for our sins. As the ushers come forward, please prepare your hearts, and in a few moments, I'll lead us together as we take the elements together.